Hey yo, I'm Addy.
Huh?
Oh.
Oh, sorry.
Wake up, Mo.
It's Mo? Hey yo, what are we doing?
Wake up.
I hate daylight saving time costing me an hour of sleep.
I know.
Sucks anus.
I blame, Austrians.
Austrians.
Yes.
Yeah. Hitler was originally an Austrian, wasn't he?
Could have been. Could have been. Makes sense. It's all coming together.
Yeah. How many downloads did we get from Austria? Very few?
Very few. Very few.
I hate the Austrians too, then.
Yes.
People in Nigeria, where we're getting a lot.
Yes.
Big fan of those people.
Yeah. Yeah, I like them.
Them. Funny how that works.
I know you mispronounced their country's name earlier, but you're a phonetic reader.
Douche. Let's move on and actually talk some wrestling. You got a billion topics, and I got a billion theoretical shit, and let's see, it's already almost midnight here.
Yes.
So let's just get to talking and see how late this goes.
Alrighty then. Let's see how we go. Where to begin? Should we begin at the beginning?
Let's begin in the middle.
The middle, okay.
Then we'll do the beginning. Finish with the end.
My favorite moment of the week? The Big Show's most embarrassing moment. Being at WWF New York. Going, woo!
That was. Was he hurt that year? He must have been hurt.
Or in Ohio Valley losing weight. I don't know.
That is amazing.
But that that was when. Was he not with. Was that not around the time he was Shogun?
I don't know.
Remember with Billy Gunn?
No. I don't remember.
That was right before the invasion. I think it was.
Yeah, I don't remember.
But that made me giggle.
Okay, that was good. What is your favorite build actually as we're leaving towards Mania? And I do think the Cody Rhodes Big Show is a good build.
My traps are pretty good.
No, they're not.
In terms of a build.
No, nothing on you is a good build.
Hmm?
No.
Nothing you've seen.
Nothing. Wow.
Yeah. Your mom. But the best. The best build.
My mom does have a good build.
The best build. There's a couple. I like this Cody Rhodes Big Show.
Yeah.
I like the way that's going because it's just, the asshole heel is needling the big giant, and then he gets his match, right?
Yeah, and when the match happens, the giant's going to probably squash him, and that's fine.
There you go. And they're actually doing quite, Teddy Long and Johnny Ace, they're building that well.
I think it's all right.
Logically see where that's going.
I can see some people are being annoyed with it, they've said, but I mean, I like it.
Well, I can just see where it's going, and it's apparently on at Last Word tomorrow night now, as we record this, or in mere hours at this point, probably, they're going to announce the match and the participants.
And I understand they're going to have the participants against each other in matches or something like that as part of...
Could be, yeah. I mean, well, but that's a good build. Sure, why not?
And, of course, the rap battle versus the rock, rock concert.
Well, we're talking about good builds.
Yeah.
We'll get there. HBK, intertwined with the Triple H and Undertaker. Again, good build. I didn't think the ref announcement... came off.
Well, to be honest with you, I thought Triple H was fantastic again, but much like the last time that those two were interacting together, I kind of felt HBK was a little off, a little flat.
Yeah,
not quite as good as I've seen him at.
But Triple H is an oak. He's an oak. This man's an oak.
Yeah, but Triple H was fantastic again. He's very... His heelish persona is continuing to slowly come out.
It's the second oak that HBK knows. And then another oak, and he cut it down.
Stumpy. best of, but we'll have Stumpy on.
Stumpy.
Our best of edit is completed. Addy is right now for quality control listening to the full 6 hours.
6 hour version?
6 hours and 20 minutes. You know what? When you're talking about 40 plus shows of We Talk Wrestling, it's pretty hard to narrow it down to only a few minutes rather than just put up 42 hours.
What I'm doing is I'm listening to the best of compilation show that Mo has done while I read Bret Hart's book.
See which one's on
and
first?
And I'm just going to, I figure it's all going to time itself out.
Pretty much. But it is 6 hours, but it'll be available in one huge download or two separate parts. Anyways, move on to this.
Yes, so we're talking about that. I also look at the Jericho CM Punk build.
That's my favorite build.
I'm liking that Jericho gets the win in the tag
the Duke.
Match. Gets the Duke, as it were. And I like that.
Well, it's not just that he gets it. It's his reaction and Punk's reaction afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
Jericho's reaction, like, I beat you, and I own you. And Punk's reaction, like, maybe this guy is a little better than me.
Yeah.
Maybe mm-hmm. And they continue to sell the back, which they should. It's kind of like
I was going to say the back with the walls of Jericho, right?
Yeah,
the back
yeah.
is what's being sold. So.
And it should continue to. It's kind of like, I mean, you go back to WrestleMania 1 just to talk about wrestling booking at its strongest. You go back to WrestleMania 1.
Tito
and
Executioner. Is that what we're going to?
No, King Kong Bundy squashes S.P.
Yes.
Jones in 8 seconds. For a full year, he destroys everybody. Finally, he attacks Hulk Hogan. Hulk Hogan has broken ribs. Now you have Hulk Hogan versus King Kong Bundy in the main event of WrestleMania. You have a guy who already it would be doubtful Hogan could beat because this guy's been destroying everybody,
mm-hmm.
but he's also hurt. So
yeah.
What the hell is his odds?
In a cage.
So that's the psychology, and that's good booking, and people
mm-hmm.
bought into it, and it was a big thing. Same thing with this. Okay, Jericho's getting up on him, and now is Punk starting to question himself a little bit? Is he that good? By the way, when I said that he looked to me like he decided to prove it, he looked fantastic on Monday in the ring.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't look like he's lost a step. He looked as good as I've seen him.
Yeah.
His timing was perfect. His athleticism still looked like he had it. So, I mean, 40 years old, that's awesome.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's because of DDP yoga. It's not your mama's yoga, don't you know?
What?
Mm-hmm. Just asking.
You know who else does DDP yoga?
Who's that?
Kurt Pellegrino.
Stumpy does DDP yoga.
Well, HBK apparently does.
Yes.
Yeah. And Mick Foley.
Yeah. Well, is he still, though? Is he
no.
still? We haven't had an update on
he's
Foley's
But yeah, so that's my favorite build just because it's really, really... It's just building at the right pace. Looks
mm-hmm.
like it's going to peak for Mania. And it's got a lot of subtleties, and they've really started to pull that together for me.
And what you're doing with the addition of Shawn Michaels to it is now you've got three...
I'm talking about Punk Jericho as my favorite.
Oh, yeah. Now that Shawn Michaels is involved in that. No.
Yeah.
Punk and Jericho. But I think the big thing again, and they've got a psychology in the match now that it's all going to be around the back.
Uh-huh.
Right? It's all leading up. He's going to be... softening him up for that Boston crap, right? So that works. I'm just looking at the other. I haven't seen. I mean, they've done the interview with Sheamus and Daniel Bryan. That really
not a lot of focus on it.
No, that really hasn't been building.
No,
that's more of a you won the Rumble. You're fighting Daniel Bryan. Go right.
Yeah.
So I mean,
yeah.
I fully expect it to be the opener.
I think so.
Point.
Yeah.
And but I'm trying to think of what else they're building. I mean,
they're building obviously Kelly versus Eve Torres or
yes.
Mendes.
Well, and now they've got
Rosa or I don't know. I can't tell them apart.
No. But now we also have Orton and Kane, right?
Oh, yeah.
That they're kind of slowly. Moving towards.
Didn't they have the? Weren't they against each other? I didn't see SmackDown.
No, they were. They didn't. It was.
They never had the match.
The match never happened. No, that was
okay.
A whole clusterfuck where they announced that it was going to be Kane against Oksana because John Laurinaitis was running SmackDown, and then it got out that it was going to be Randy Orton versus Kane, and not sure how that. I mean, that was on websites, but I never saw. An announcement for it. Either way, that never actually happened. And I don't think the Kane-Oksana match never happened either. So that is that. I just wanted to go back, as I said, to that HBK build with Triple H and an Undertaker. And now that you've got the three, like next week it's Undertaker and Shawn Michaels are going face-to-face.
Yeah.
So you've got that three-way almost build where...
now you have these two guys who hate each other and they had an epic battle and one guy won the war and one guy won the match. But you also then have this guy who should be friends with one guy, should hate the other guy, but now he has an issue with both guys, it seems. Again, it is good psychology. Like I said, I just felt that Sean's performance is maybe... It just feels a little off to me.
Mm.
That's all.
Yeah,
and Lord knows, last time we saw Undertaker, Undertaker's performance seemed a little off to me.
Undertaker got whatted, and that really threw him off.
Yeah.
You know, I think if Undertaker can write his promo down on his wrist, maybe it would help him. That might work. So, Santino.
Yeah.
The new United States champion.
Terrific. I thought it was awesome.
Following the lineage of...
He got a massive reaction. In fact, right now, I'm not so sure he isn't in the top five, certainly, most popular guys in the company. He's really, really popular. I think he's more popular today than Sheamus. I can see why Sheamus is getting a spot ahead of him, but I think his actual popularity, I think, is probably higher.
Well, that could be. And we actually had a question from...
Simon.
Was that Simon?
Yeah.
What does Simon say? Simon says, we'd love to hear our thoughts on Santino. He's hearing lots of backlashes about the chances he's been getting because he's just a comedy character, but he personally likes him. He doesn't see him with the world title, but he's hugely popular, puts on entertaining matches, so why not have a little bit of success?
And I talk a little bit about this. And Simon, by the way, he's on a podcast called Thwipping Boys. It's a comic book podcast, kind of similar to what I do, one of my other podcasts. Don't say anything about that podcast and put it down my podcast, please. Addy was on our last podcast. He made a run-in. Just long enough to annoy everybody.
And class up the joint.
Yeah. But Simon likes to come on sometime and discuss some wrestling with us.
Hopefully
we do get a chance to do that.
It's Thwipping Boys?
Thwipping Boys.
Now, you said it's a podcast like yours. Is it entertaining?
Yes,
it's
a podcast like ours, so it is entertaining.
So it's not entertaining, then.
You're a douche. Anyways, I wanted to talk to you about Santino actually the last couple of weeks because his work in the ring has been perfect for his character for a long, long time in a lot of ways. But now, things like the match against Jack Swagger, he's kicking out of Swagger's finisher, just his timing and everything and his positioning and all that stuff seems better. Even his matches are having a slightly more serious bent to them. Like, you're taking his offense more seriously is what I mean, to some degree.
Kind of. I mean, he's a guy that, and again, I mean, the fact that the WWE doesn't actually care about matches or anything like that,
I wouldn't say that.
Well, I mean, just in terms of if Santino puts on good matches or doesn't put good matches, it's not really going to matter, right? For him in the company in terms of his push. He sells the merchandise. He's a good character with the kids. He's winning the U.S. title. I almost kind of equate him on the level of, say, in the 80s version of, say, a George the Animal Steel with mine and with just the push that he got for the Intercontinental title. You know, had that been today, he would have won it, right?
Yeah.
It's just the way that they flip the belts around now versus what they did when they, you know, respected things. But that's kind of where
I'm not sure George Steele was ever one of the five most popular people in the company. And like you said, I believe that Santino is. That was a huge reaction when he won a belt that really doesn't mean anything, and yet there was a massive reaction.
That's more an indictment, though, of the talent level today than anything else.
No, I disagree. I think that it speaks to his charisma and likability.
I think it speaks to everybody else's shit.
No, I think it speaks to just how charismatic and how likable he is, what a good character he is. And I really think that they should be building him up to get a title shot. I'm not saying he should win it, and I'm not saying it should be next month, but I think over the next several months that this underdog character who's likable getting a shot just one time, I think they should build to it. I think it should be a storyline.
Nah.
I do. And it's the same thing. You're saying he's a comedy character and there's backlash because he's a comedy character. You know what? Go watch Chris Jericho in WCW. He was a comedy character. Nobody ever could have taken seriously. And yet it evolved and it changed. And it can evolve and change for Santino, too.
Well, if it does evolve and change, I would agree that it would have to evolve and change. And he couldn't wear the sock puppets and do that stuff. And then
I think he's a sock puppet. I wouldn't worry about
I'm not giving the world title. I'm not giving a world title shot to someone with the Cobra as the finisher.
Well, the finisher itself is a little lame, but it doesn't matter if it's lame or not. People sell it. I mean, it's there's Socko, right? And he was doing that when he was in main events for Mick Foley. So, I mean...
Right. So, let's move past that. Let's get to something new.
I mean, I really don't think that his Cobra is any worse than the five-knuckle shuffle.
I agree.
And you'd like to get past that, too?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's something to be said for that.
I mean, that's my whole thing, is that if Santino can evolve as a character, then I would have no problem with it. I don't see him... We're talking about building him for a title shot. We're looking, like, not this summer, next summer, because the character has to have that time to evolve.
Not that long. I think this summer you could do it. I think you could do it for... SummerSlam or a pay-per-view right after, preferably, or something like that. I think, but you build it up over about 6 months. You take about 6 months to build up that storyline of the underdog. And if he fails and people are still behind him afterwards and they care for him more because he failed and they feel for him more, then eventually maybe sometime he does get it. I mean, to me, Santino, when I look at him and look at the crowd reaction, he's what they thought Zack Ryder was 4 or 5 months ago. When they thought Zack Ryder was this hugely over and he was getting this huge crowd reaction to the, you know, he had the internet following and he has a nice crowd reaction with selling some merchandise. But in reality, people were changing the channel when he came on the TV. I think Santino is kind of the opposite. I think he is actually what they think he is. I think he's all that, but people don't change the channel.
Well, I don't
think
know
he's like Santino.
Change the channel or they don't change the channel with him. I haven't.
I looked up the numbers.
And what
they
say?
They're not changing the channel with Santino. Not to the degree that, I mean, he's not a ratings mover, nor is he a rated loser, which is different than Zach.
The Rock. Oh.
Yeah, well, we'll get into The Rock and ratings later.
But to me, again, 6 months to change the character, 6 months to build, and boom, that brings us to next summer. And there we are.
Well, 6 months to build and change the character if you want people to take it seriously. 6 months.
Yeah.
Okay, but I'm saying 6 months to not change the character and not have them necessarily take
it
seriously.
And not take it seriously.
No, listen,
let me finish.
Not necessarily have them take it seriously, but care for him and be behind him, thinking he probably isn't going to win, but hoping he will, and then when he fails, still loving the character. Because I think you got to be careful not changing the character too much.
Maybe
because it is very popular. Like I say, they took a character, you've seen it many times before, they've taken a character that's popular, tried to change it and evolve it and fucked it up. So you do want to be careful when you have something that works, too.
Well, but then you're talking about it working, which it does now,
mm-hmm.
to a level,
mm-hmm.
to a niche, right?
Yeah.
To a part. And if you're going to take that and move it up, you're going to have to evolve it.
No, I see. I disagree. This is definitely a disagreement. Then, if you think that, because I think he could challenge for a world title, say at
the Elimination
at a
Chamber.
Breaking Point.
Oh, that would be weird, wouldn't it?
No,
why don't we do
yeah.
that at the Elimination Chambers? Maybe build up a little bit of an underdog story. Have him be the last person in. Maybe really get the crowd behind him, and then he could just lose at the end.
Yeah.
Where could they do that? The Elimination Chamber. Maybe?
And it worked. And you know,
yeah.
you could do that again 6 months from now. And that's the thing. You could do that again, and I don't think you have to necessarily change the character of all the way to the point where people take it seriously, because, frankly, him being in
you'd need a hell of a lot of help.
No, here's the thing. Him being in a semi-main event of a B pay-per-view, when so many title shots are given out all the time, wouldn't fucking matter any more than anybody actually thought that Jerry Lawler had a shot to win, and it was fine. Like... You know, against The Miz. Like, it's okay, because you have so many pay-per-views, and you have a character that's like, people might actually go, you know what, I'm going to pay. I don't think he's going to win, and I don't think he should win, but I like the character, and I'll watch him get his title shot that
if
one time.
There's other shit.
Yeah,
no
one's going
to show money out to watch Santino go for the world title. Not
I
right
think,
now.
I think some people will, but not enough to make a huge difference.
No.
It does have to be good stuff around it. But then again, there has to be good stuff. I don't care if it's 6 months from now, if it's The Rock versus John Cena. There has to be good stuff around it if it wants to do sales, because their sales are going down. So regardless, you have to have, you know what I mean? It has to be part of a package. But
yeah.
the product itself has to be. But same thing as Daniel Bryan versus Mark Henry on a pay-per-view. You could do it, but nobody's going to buy for it, right?
Well, no,
and so this is the same thing. I'm just saying you don't have to really change the character, and you don't have to really think people are going to necessarily win. That necessarily, I think it's more about, hey, I like the character. I want to see his journey.
Yeah.
I'm behind him. That's kind of my theory. Just there's so many pay-per-views. I think you could build them to get a one-time shot. I think people would be happy to see it.
Well, didn't Eugene get a shot?
Yeah.
Yeah, same idea.
Yeah, and I think people were happy to see it that one time because that was before they turned on Eugene.
But
they did eventually turn on him.
Yeah. And I don't know,
Santino's had a lot more shelf life already than Eugene.
We're going to talk about The Rock later, but in terms of Santino, know your role, shut your mouth, and away you go, right? If you want to try, I don't have a problem with them throwing it. Like you said, if it's a third from the top or something where they've got a lot of help around it, and you want to throw that in as a title match, I don't care. It's a three-hour show, and I have to piss a lot to drink beer. So
one
that
beer?
Would be tremendous. Yeah, just one. I only have one beer a month during pay-per-view. I just think that I don't buy it. I think the three-year-olds would love it, but I don't buy it.
That's all right. I think it would work. I would do that.
I think he's talented enough to make it work. And as I said, but you've got to. There was a little bit of a time where they were not uncomedying or seriousing him up, but they did give him, after Kozlov got fired, they gave him a little bit of sort of serious ring work.
Yeah.
Where he was, he was showing to be capable in the ring finally.
Yeah.
And they were
a little better. Yeah.
Almost said, what was he? Was Boris something in Ohio Valley? He was an MMA guy, right?
Yeah, yeah.
He was a Russian MMA
Russian
guy.
MMA. And, which is because he had a legit, if you roll with him on the mat, he's apparently very serious MMA skills.
Good Canadian boy.
Yeah, he is.
And, but the thing is, so he had that sort of background where he was doing almost like a Taz type character, right?
Yep.
And so if he can use that and still be.
Yes, keep in mind he was also extremely over then because the guy who was booking him was Paul Heyman, who knew how to book that character. But his in-ring work wasn't ready.
No. But I just mean that if he's come along a little bit, but he can't just do the running away. And now he's U.S. champion. Where I say you need to do...
Well, how about going in there against Jack Swagger, getting the hell beat out of him, could keep on fighting as that baby face, showing that baby face fire, kicking out of kicking out of the finisher, kicking out of the fact there was interference, outside interference from major parties, fighting through in that and beating Swagger for the win clean. How about that? And getting a huge crowd reaction? Isn't that exactly what you're talking about? Isn't that an evolution of the character where he was a few months ago where he was a complete joke?
Clean?
He beat Jack Clean.
Clean? I watched about 17 people involved in that match.
Yeah, but none of them worked and interfered on Santino's behalf.
I thought
really.
I was watching the Royal Rumble because it seemed like a new person was coming down every 90 seconds.
Yeah, but that's the whole point, though. He fought through all of that and still beat the guy.
Well, but it was friend and foe were coming down. And that's it.
Yeah, but friend never, ever, ever actually hit Swagger.
No.
They just kept people from interfering, but even then they interfered
with
him.
Friends.
How you beat them anyway.
But I think that... No, and I agree that the character is
the character's
is
already
evolving,
had a twice evolved.
But then when he won the title, he had that same look that David Arquette had when he won the fucking title.
Oh, yeah.
So now what he needs to do... No,
that's what makes him likable.
Now what he needs to do is he needs to win. And he needs to be... when he does win... It's not slipping on a banana peel type, holy shit, I can't believe I won.
Which this wasn't.
No, it wasn't. I'm not saying it was. I'm just saying that he can't go forth now and do that. It's got to, as I said, it's going to take 6 months before I can take him seriously in terms of a build and build him. You got a lot of comedy years behind you. And he can still be funny, but you got a lot of Santino's just a fucking joke to me. It's going to take a little bit. It's not to say you can't do it.
But
just,
I think you could do it. I think you could do it kind of what the character is right now. And when he loses, that's when he becomes more serious.
I'll stop you right there.
Let me finish. When he loses and you build it up for another chance a year from now, that's when the character's evolved and it's a little more serious. That's when people go, this time he might actually do it.
It's the vernacular. And I think it's just really the point of view that we're coming from. You're saying, I think you could do it. I agree that I could do it. I'm looking at, they're going to need 6 months. And then they're going to need another 6 months. As I'm looking at, realistically, if everything to fall into place, we're looking at next summer for the fuck-ups for Zack Ryder, Brian Gewirtz, to write a show.
Well, you know what? There is though the fact that television moves so fast now that you have someone like Sheamus losing. He's a joke, and all of a sudden he's back in the main event just because they decide to do it. Or Mark Henry, and it works. So I don't know if it takes as long as you think it does because there's so much television and it moves so fast, and people have such short-term memories and being conditioned to that. I'm not saying that's a good thing, but I'm just saying I think that might be the situation now.
Is his name Mike?
He has excellent abs.
Yes. What am I looking at? Oh, that's what I mentioned. The other thing I wanted to mention, we just talked about Santino. Let's talk about Zack Ryder.
Talk about him.
Let's talk about how...
His bad acting again?
Oh, I don't even give a shit about the acting.
I have him coming out hobbling on the cane? That was fucking hilarious.
Well, I actually did see his internet show.
I didn't see that either. I never do anymore.
I don't either, but I actually had a chance to see it this week, and he was, you know, just as classy Freddie Blassie and Mr. Fuji before him. He now sports the cane.
Yep.
But,
That's gotta be his cane.
That's gotta be his cane. But the first thing I thought of...
Wait a second, the guy who was taken out by Kane now has a cane.
Yes.
Fucking awesome.
Kane on Kane violence.
Nice.
But what I was looking at, the first thing I thought of when he come out and I said, oh, broskies before hoskies and all that, you know, just to come out of the wind. And then Eve comes back and says that and kisses him and he goes, oh, my God, she does love me. I thought, wow. Like, you know, they talk about the $1 million man and Ted DiBiase wasn't so sure he was going to accept the offer to come on a handshake to come to the WWF. And Pat Patterson pulled Ted DiBiase aside and said, I got to tell you, you got to do this because if Vince could be a wrestler, this is the wrestler he would be the $1 million man. Like, this is him. When he sees you and he puts this, he's actually seeing himself in this, right?
Mm-hmm.
When Zack Ryder is out there and he's dumping a girl and then a girl kisses him and he falls all in love with him, if Brian Gewirtz could wrestle, this is who he is. That was my first thought, is that he's fucking Brian Gewirtz. He's that little sycophant, jackass, little punk that girls would just take advantage of because he's a geek. That's who Zack Ryder now is. Brian Gewirtz is going to take all of his frustrations on not getting laid out, and he's going to channel it all through Zack Ryder.
I didn't see that, and I still don't understand your... That seems like such an abstract idea. I don't see how that... I don't... So did you like it or not? What are you saying exactly?
That was the worst thing I've ever seen.
See, I liked it. I did. I thought when that happened, when she came up and kissed him, and then she kissed him, and then she turned, she had a sly little smile. Her acting, I normally say, is really poor. There it was, subtle. She kissed him. She walked away, sly little smile, like, I got him. That's all I needed to do. Her performance was good. Then he had this look like, holy fuck, She kissed me. Maybe I still got a shot. Maybe, and I thought that's a twist. That's a twist I actually didn't see coming. That interested me. Instead of a twist for a twist's sake, or instead of a twist that I saw coming that's boring, I went, that was an actual twist that actually caught me off guard, and that's cool. I liked it, and I think it's interesting for the Zach character. I think, okay, where do they go with him now? Now you have something interesting happening. Instead of him just being John Cena's little geek.
I watched that segment, and the other thing that I saw was I actually saw Zack Ryder, his pants actually lifted a bit. Because there wasn't any money weighing down his pockets anymore, because I could just see his
t-shirt
sales
there never has.
Plummeting.
Who gives a fuck?
He doesn't.
No, he doesn't.
Why is he? He's just there to be on TV.
He's there to do what they tell him to do. Now that he's actually on TV, he doesn't care about selling.
No, he doesn't care about any money. Why would he care about money? Who needs any money?
Listen to me. He would rather be in a storyline that leads him to a higher place on the card if he thinks that's where he's going to go 6 months or a year from now than sell a bunch of t-shirts right now and be gone in a year. That's what he would rather do. And that's what he's hoping this is.
Yeah, no, I don't see that at all.
And he wasn't, you know what? He wasn't money anyways. He wasn't.
He was money.
No, he wasn't.
He sold t-shirts.
He changed channels.
Who gives a fuck? People say
that means more. No, he was temporary. How much money
do they get for point every? Yes, every tenth of a percentage point of a rating. How much money does WWF get that week? How much money do they get?
Okay, well, let's put it this
how
way.
How much money? Answer the question, douchebag.
If they get a 3.5, how many more million dollars are they going to get annually for their television ratings than a 3.0?
None. Zero.
Not right. Yes, when their next contract comes up.
That's when they will get exponentially more,
and that's why ratings matter.
You can't say ratings
don't fucking matter. They don't matter as much as they matter in TNA because they have other revenue sources, but ratings still fucking matter, douchebag.
Oh, so to Zack Ryder, how much does that matter?
So Zack Ryder, he would rather be, I will repeat it, he would rather than sell a bunch of t-shirts right now and be gone in a year when he's not really that over, he isn't really as big a star as they thought, and had actually lost a lot of the momentum over the last 3 months. He'd rather be in a storyline that
he hopes... Lost a lot of money?
Momentum.
Oh, momentum, I agree.
He'd rather be in a storyline that he hopes is going to lead him someplace. I guarantee it.
Well, yes, because of why? Money.
Yes, and he has the chance to make money doing that.
Yeah, he doesn't. We don't know that. Oh, here we go with the we don't know that.
We don't fucking know that, because the problem is we don't know where this storyline is going to lead him. It will lead to him selling less t-shirts, but he was already selling less t-shirts.
How do you know?
He was, dude. Look at the audience. You don't see them hardly at all anymore. You see Punk shirts. You see other people's shirts. You don't see the Zach shirts nearly as much as you were 3-4 months ago.
No, that's true. But that isn't, and I agree with that. But that's what I'm saying. And this is the, when you take that and you're taking a slow decline, he really peaked when he was going for the U.S. title, right? And that was...
He really peaked before they put him on TV.
Before they put him on
when
TV.
He was having his YouTube show and people were chanting for him before he was actually on TV, that's when he actually peaked.
Nah, I think he peaked around Survivor Series when he was going for the U.S. title. Because that's when the people were chanting for him and the company was actually presenting him, so he was able to sell t-shirts.
Disagree, but okay, fine.
People weren't buying shirts.
When he wasn't on TV, they were buying shirts.
Well, they were buying shirts, but not as many because the shirts weren't available at the arenas.
Because they weren't coming there.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And then when he got on TV, they become available and people were buying them.
He was a hotter product when people thought he was good than when they realized he isn't that good. Well, it's kind of like Alex Riley. And your argument with him that it was going to be the summer of Riley, and I'm like, wait a second. When he gets people see him and they'll realize he actually sucks, then it won't work. And guess what? It didn't.
Well, that's a different story because Alex Riley couldn't back it up, whereas Zack Ryder
hasn't backed it up, kind of like The Miz.
No, they. I'm throwing this one on the laps of Vince McMahon and the rest of those boys with Zack Ryder. They fucked over Ryder.
They did a lot of harm to him.
Yeah, they did a lot. And that's my whole point.
They did a lot of harm to The Miz too.
That kid.
You can't say
that kid.
They also did that to The Miz though.
I'm not saying that. I'm going to give Zach a pass.
I'm not going to give Miz a pass, but it's the same thing.
Who am I giving a pass to? I'm talking about Zack Ryder, and you threw in the fucking Miz out of nowhere. The Miz sucks, and that's on fucking Vince. That's on Vince and them, because they fucked up Miz, too. They fucked up Ryder, and this kiss is my whole fucking point, is that the kiss is... fucking taking a slow decline and it's dropping him off the fucking cliff.
Why?
Because this whole thing is now I'm an idiot. Now I'm a retard.
He's been an idiot or retard for the last couple months.
Yes! And that's been the decline. And this is now just
this is no different. This is actually an interesting twist.
It's not interesting. It's like now
it's an interesting twist to a guy who was already on the decline.
The twist is, wow, you're a bigger retard than I thought.
No, he couldn't be a bigger retard than I thought when he was doing some of that bullshit.
Yeah.
When he was in the wheelchair and stuff like that, and he came to the ring and he's doing the acting and yelling at Cena in the face. Like, he couldn't have been a bigger idiot. I'm sorry, I don't think he's a bigger idiot for this.
This is retarded. I have, like, now it's like Zack Ryder, oh, click.
Yeah. Well, it already was for me. That was the problem.
Well, but now you're interested.
Well, now that they've done something interesting, they got to follow it up. But at least I went, oh, I didn't see that coming.
Yeah, I'll give you that. I didn't see it coming, but that it wasn't. I didn't see Pearl Harbor coming either. But I didn't think it was good.
Because you were alive 30 years later.
No, that's why I didn't see it coming.
All right. Let's go on to your next subject, douche.
Just a little quick update on Wade Barrett.
Uh-huh.
But he's out 4 months.
Oh, fuck. That's
four awesome. Months out. They're talking 6 to 8, maybe him being able to
unlike,
go back.
I mean, what's his name? Ted DiBiase.
Yeah, I was going to say DiBiase.
Also out for a long time, but, I mean, he wasn't going to go anywhere. I mean, Barrett was going to have a good, probably.
He would have had a Mania spot.
He would have had a good Mania spot, yeah.
Well,
something on that Laurinaitis team or something like that.
I was going to say, yeah,
probably
that would
like
have been
yeah.
cool. Maybe against Zack Ryder or something.
I don't think Zack's wrestling at WrestleMania.
No, I don't think so. Let's have a look here. We'll get to
and you know what? Just because you think people are going to dislike him, he's not going to sell. If this turns out that at the end he's being manipulated by a bitch and people do get into that,
well, that's
poor guy, they're cheering for him. They're cheering for the point where he finally stands up to her, when he finally sees her for what she is and turns on her, and they're really behind it, then it will have worked. You're judging it way too early.
No, I'm not. Because these people suck. And the thing is, with this is, but that's the point I was going to mention, is that that's the point that I was going to get at, is that that's what they're thinking here, is that they're going to tag along this poor little puppy dog, and then he's going to garner the ultimate sympathy when he turns on her.
Yeah.
But this is, and in a... In One Life to Live, or on 90210, yeah, that'd be the case. Oh, fuck, yes, he finally fucking said it to that bitch. Yeah,
now,
wrestling
if,
fans
what if he ends up, what
long
if he ends up,
give up on
wait, it. Wait, what if he turns on her in the end? His girlfriend ends up being Kelly Kelly.
Then, but fans are going to have long given up on it by the time they pull that trigger.
I think there's a certain likability to Zach and to Kelly Kelly. I don't know that they will. I'm also wondering, it does seem like Kelly Kelly versus Eve is the Mania match they're building. I don't think the female champion, Beth, has been on for the last couple of weeks, the Diva champion or whatever, has she?
No, but that's because Karma is a bitch.
Yeah.
Yes. She didn't have a baby, you know.
What?
I know.
Who didn't have a baby?
Karma.
You mean that was just a wheat belly?
That, well, apparently. Oh. Apparently, she,
What are you trying to say?
She worked us.
What do you mean?
Well, what did she say? She had a New Year's baby, she said.
Yeah?
And then, no, she didn't have a baby. No.
Is she still waiting for it?
No.
What do you mean?
No, she is still waiting. It's going to be a long time, though.
Yeah.
A long time. No, she...
So you're saying it still needs to be born.
Yes. She, at first, I misheard this because I was listening to another audio show and they're talking about, and I thought Mike Mizanin was involved because I thought she had a miscarriage, but she didn't. It was a miscarriage.
Fragile X?
Fragile X, yes. It was Linda McMahon was the, I think is the one that said the, you know, wonderful baby girl for Karma. But no, had a miscarriage, didn't have a baby. I'm not sure.
Is she getting a different baby? Is that what's happening?
I think she just traded it in.
Yeah,
but she's
waiting. One of those baby changing stations they have in the bathroom.
In the malls,
yeah. You just go to them, you leave your baby, come back an hour later, and hope you have a cuter one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
baby changing station.
Yeah, it didn't work for your parents. But I just think that apparently there's got to be something to that because now the match is off and it comes out, you know, she didn't have.
Well,
a baby.
I don't know. Is the match going to happen even all? I hadn't heard any.
Well, what
it looked like they were building Tamina. I didn't hear anything about Karma actually showing up for that or not.
Well, I didn't either, but they, I remember Dave Meltzer said just before TMZ had broke it, that it was, the women's match had changed for Mania, and then all of a sudden this had come out, and then it come out on TMZ, so, you know, I sort of to put two and two together without knowing the full story, it's got to be around that somehow, but, you know, I mean, obviously it's a sad situation for her. You know, and the boyfriend or husband or what have you, you know, that, you know, they don't have a baby. I don't know, she was too embarrassed to tell people, apparently. I don't know why then you, instead of that, you tell them, yes, I had a wonderful baby boy, his name is John, and, well, he's filed at me today.
What's
like,
his name is Evan?
I don't know. Evan Bourne?
Yeah.
Evan wasn't Bourne.
Yeah?
Is it still Bourne? Oh, wait.
Yeah. Well, that's who was our favorite. Who was it that was actually played Doink the Clown? Is he still playing him right now?
Oh.
Is it
Is it Stillborn? Oh, jeez.
All kidding aside, I actually know somebody who. you're gonna either you love this show or you hate it, and sometimes I hate it myself. But
we still go there.
We really shouldn't. I do actually know somebody who had something like this happen.
Oh, so it's even funnier to you.
Yeah, actually, it isn't at all. The truth is, when we do make light of it, I mean, we try to have an entertaining show.
It'd be dark, but anyway.
Whatever. In this case, yeah, I guess. You know, I best wishes and thoughts to. Kia Stevens and her friends and family, and obviously when she did her promo talking about how she was with child, and she talked about her dreams and she talked about being in the WWE, and the only dream that was bigger was being a mother. It was pretty real.
She fucking lied to us.
No, she didn't.
Oh.
And no, so I really am.
I don't know what to
believe
anymore.
I really am very sorry for them for that.
So, I don't know them.
Let's move on.
Okay. Also, Owen Hart, still dead. Your thoughts?
Still born?
Oh.
Still dead.
Still dead. Okay. Sammy Callahan got a WWE tryout before in Boston there, before the show.
Who's he?
So he's a Dragon's Gate USA wrestler.
Part of the cruiserweights that they're looking to grow after to build that for the television.
We were talking about your hopes for the cruiserweight television show on the network last show.
I don't remember what I said.
I don't either. But you were really high on it, as I remember.
I was high on it.
You were
so
high
I
on something.
I was really high on it. Well, I'd be hanging with Evan Bourne.
That's true. Still.
We're going to be in so much fucking... That's Addy at WeTalkWrestling.com.
Yeah, I really opened up Pandora's box there, didn't I?
And if you want to know why that joke's so funny, go listen to our We Talk Comics podcast on www.WeTalkPodcast.com.
Or not. Unless you can't sleep.
You're going to run in.
Unless you can't sleep. WWE has reached out in terms of doing some... they're going to be doing apparently a whole lot of interviews.
I can't fucking believe where we've got in this show. Fuck, are we crazy?
One of our finest episodes yet, I think. apparently going to be doing a whole bunch.
Apparently this is not going to be on next year's best of.
Of interviews. A whole bunch of interviews over Mania weekend. They're just going to be compiling shit to... put together for documentaries, for television shows. I think, again, they're still looking at the network or looking at having documentaries or pieces put together.
Yeah.
Invited, going to be there WrestleMania weekend to be interviewed for this, and apparently in conjunction with some of the Monday Night War stuff that they're going to do. Alundra Blaze coming back to...
that will be interesting.
To the fold, as it were, that they've reached out, and she's going to be there. So,
I think, just in case people don't understand Alundra Blaze or Medusa Miceli and kind of who she is, maybe fill in people so they can understand why that's so significant.
She drives a monster truck.
Well, she does now.
Yes. No, well, she, of course, as Alundra Blaze, was the WWF Women's Champion when they... brought back that title after a long dormancy, but probably about a 3 year maybe dormancy.
Probably, and essentially WWE. This woman had been. She won the PWI Rookie of the Year, like in 1990 or something.
Well,
like that.
She was an AWA women's wrestler.
Yeah.
She was in the Dangerous Alliance.
Yeah.
There at WCW.
And she had this amazing body. Mm-hmm. Too bad about the face. And then she had a little plastic surgery done, ended up in the WWE, looked really, really pretty hot.
Well, she was WWE's answer to Sarah Jessica Parker. Is what she was. But,
yeah, why the long face?
Yeah. Well, she
had no reason to be sad.
She ended up there, and what they did with her, basically, is they just cycled her through about 5 month programs with different women.
Well, it was the idea of they built the division around her,
And, yeah, I mean, she was the Hulk Hogan or John Cena where it's like they build up a heel.
Yeah.
You know, you build them up for a few months, then that monster heel takes on the champion.
They didn't even do that. It was just like she comes in, now she's feuding with Luna Vachon.
Yeah.
And she has a bunch of shit with Luna Vachon. And then,
it was kind of a monster heel, sort of.
And
I mean,
that,
a small monster heel, but yeah.
But then that ends, and then immediately Bull Nakano comes in. And what would happen is...
Legendary Japanese female wrestler, one of the best of all time.
And then the next one's set to happen on... Then Bertha Faye.
Bertha Faye,
come in, Rhonda Singh.
Huge woman.
Yeah.
Huge woman. 300-pound woman. Mm-hmm. 300-pound woman.
We don't call her fat, though.
No, we don't.
Standards and practices will be at you with that. But Roddy Piper in WCW was going to call her fat.
And they wouldn't let her.
They wouldn't let him call her
fat.
But
she was somebody who had come from Stampede Wrestling here in Calgary.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was,
At first, I thought it was Muckin, but Singh, but it was Rhonda Singh.
I like the Bertha Faye character. It was kind of a pretty funny character. And anyway, so, so they built her up as a
monster. And then they were
about
to get Aja Kong.
Yeah.
Was in and that's when Lunder, I guess, or the Medusa's contract ended. She showed up on Nitro and took the with the WWF Women's title and threw it in the trash can, dropped it in the trash can and said that she was back. And then they tried to revamp.
And they replayed it on TV a whole bunch of times and... Honestly, it was up there with Luger showing up for pissing Vince off, as far as Luger jumping ship. And just because of the way she did it, what she did with the title, and it was a long time before they introduced a women's title again, before they felt they could.
Well, it was Sable, And they, it would have been, 3 years later before they did it again?
I think so, yeah, about
98,
that.
98, about 3 years later, because this would have been 95, because this Lundra... jumping and dropping that title would have happened in December, I want to say, whereas Luger jumped in that previous September. So that was the other thing is that you had.
It was another one of the. It was really one of the. I mean, even though it sounds like the woman's title, the fact that somebody would show up and drop one of their company's belts in the trash can, saying that's how little their company's belts mean.
Well,
when you're in the middle of this war where WWE was literally or WWF done literally fighting for the lives.
Well, in precursor to that, then. I mean, yeah, you're right. I mean, it was, and they didn't fall up with it. And Medusa had a really shitty, run in W. Like, I mean, she got paid a lot of money.
She got paid, but
they
didn't use her an awful lot after that. And there wasn't really a woman's. They did have her again, for instance, at the Bash of the Beach. I think she might have taken on Aja Kong again that night, for instance.
No, it wasn't Bonacano. Again, Luna Vachon. They brought in Mona, Miss Madness.
Yeah, and it didn't really work. So then she was gone for a long time, and then she got brought back and was. Russo brought her back. She was going for, like, the Cruiserweight title.
She won
like
the Cruiserweight over Evan Bourne or something, and she was feuding with Oklahoma. And but, I mean, she was never gone. She was under contract all the time. But the thing was there.
Well,
is
how many people did you have under contract and didn't use?
Well, exactly, right? Yeah. Annie Poffo had a contract and never made an appearance.
Yeah, exactly. And he got out of a lot of money.
That was for the Gorgeous George name, though.
Yeah.
But the thing was is... precursors in dropping the belt, and that, you fast forward 2 years to Montreal in the Survivor Series, that, more than Luger, with Medusa and Alundra dropping the belt, that's the main thing that Vince was saying, I don't trust Eric for my WWF champion to be announced as being now going to WCW.
Yeah, Bret Hart.
Bret saying, I'll never do it. I'm not worried about you. I'm worried about Eric.
Yeah, exactly, because he had her do it.
Because exactly.
It really did play a big part of the Montreal Screwjob. It was part of that. Definitely did play a big job.
Yeah.
So then the fact that they're going to have her finally back, and actually, like you say, she drives a monster truck and competes with Bigfoot or whatever and those.
Gravedigger and all
that.
Yeah, all that shit.
But and apparently she's quite good at it. But yeah, the fact they're going to have her back and have an interview with her after this amount of time is significant. And I'm interested to hear it. And I'm interested to see that documentary immediately because it's like, what's going to come out? How are they going to present it?
Yeah,
and you know what? Say what you will about WWF, but their production values on their documentaries and their videos and everything usually very, very good.
Well, yeah, and again, you talk about time healing all wounds. And that's, again, there it is.
There is another example.
Example of,
You're Randy Savage.
Unless you're Randy Savage. Who knows? And even then, I mean, you don't throw it out, right? Because, Brett and Medusa and then...
We're still waiting for the last Hall of Fame member, aren't we?
Well, it's funny you mention that. I didn't write this down, but I was watching Vintage Collection yesterday. It comes on Fridays here. and watched it when I got home. And the first person, the show was on Hall of Famers.
Mm-hmm.
And the first person, the first match they showed was a WCW worldwide, I think, match. And it was on the first announced inductee into the 2012 class of the WWE Hall of Fame, Mil Máscaras. And that's how it was. That's how Mean Gene promoted it. This is the first announced member of the 2012 class, Mil Máscaras. So even though they haven't done anything on Raw, here they are on Vintage announcing Mil Máscaras is going to
be. Which means either
Vintage
that he will go in or that they've changed their mind.
Or they've, yeah. And,
it's really tough to tell.
And I don't know how, far along they tape these Vintage, you know,
yeah,
collections, right? But, but it was there anyway, and it was so I thought that was interesting that they do that. I mean, Yokozuna, I kept hearing Yokozuna, but never, just that it was expected. But again, it's Mil Máscaras, at least Triple H in Mexico, announced it to people in Mexico, like to the fans there, right? And you could see that on WWE.com. They showed it. So, I mean, that to me, not that it's nothing's definite, but to me it would be more of a case of Mil Máscaras than Yokozuna, who they just, oh, let's put him in, oh, we never said anything to anybody,
yep,
okay, let's skip it, right? At least
yep,
there's something. So, but that's interesting that we didn't get anything on Raw at all of them.
Yeah. I mean, they got to get to it pretty soon. What, three Raws left or four?
Three? I think just three. What do we got to... Tomorrow was the 12th, right?
Yeah.
And then we'll have the 19th.
Yep.
Then we'll have the 26th,
and then Mania.
So three Raws.
Okay.
So let's go to the next week on Raw. Then do we want to talk about the rap Raw?
Well, first off, what
do
you
want to talk about Cena and?
Just first off, give me your thoughts on Cena and Raw from last week.
The history lessons were great.
Yeah.
Throwing the John Cena garden gnome and all that. And what was great about that is I remember when Triple H, when DX, Triple H and Shawn Michaels, when they did Vince and Shane, and they talked about how Vince loved cock.
Yeah.
And then, it was when they were in the truck, and they were fiddling with the microphone, and Vince goes, "You think this is funny?" And they put his voice up really high or whatever.
Yeah.
And they went to the crowd, and they showed people actually laughing
yeah,
for, like, the first time in years.
Yeah.
And that's what they did here, is that they were able to go to the crowd when Rock was doing his John Cena merchandise thing, and there were people just laughing.
Oh, yeah. They were loving it.
And then the next one where, riding on a pony, stuck a feather in his ass and called him a jabroni, or whatever, Yankee Doodle,
Yeah.
Showing people funny, right?
Yeah.
So, those were gold.
Yeah, those were excellent.
When Cena come out, it just, I don't know that the crowd, in general, was very good all night.
They were hot, but I don't know if they were following the storylines for what WWE wanted.
Well, it just, it seemed so... the reactions were strange to me.
They were.
And that was kind of, that to me is like the story of this interaction. Was how
it reminded me somewhat, it was kind of like an ECW crowd in that sometimes you got the feeling they were just entertaining themselves and didn't give a shit who was in the ring.
Yeah, which was strange considering this is supposed to be your million buy main event, which, is starting, again, every week that goes by, I tend to be taking about 100,000 buys off my prediction.
I see.
So I started at 1.2 last week. I was at 1.1, and now I'm at a million. So
I still think they'll convert a lot of people.
And maybe, but not. I'm just going kind of. And I don't make sort of you don't make the prediction until the week, to the week of, right?
Sometimes the weekend of, and that's when you feel the buzz.
Well. Usually it's coming out of Raw, though. Like the Tuesday, you can pretty much make a good prediction on it. I mean, for UFCs and stuff like that, you can get an idea of the buzz there.
I think this will be one like that, where kind of we'll have a real idea of the buzz on the weekend of.
Certainly
you'll have a lot coming out of the Raw. But anyway, so go on. So other than that, your thoughts on the interaction there?
Well, I mean, The Rock at least come out and all, you know, did all the joking aside and is, you know, I'm going to tear your head off. I'm going to tear your face off.
I'm going to tear your throat out.
Tear your throat out. That's what he said.
6'5", 265, and I'm going to tear your throat out.
Tear your throat out, yeah.
So strip away everything.
The thing is, strip away everything. But the one thing that I took away from that is really how, and say how bad John Cena is. Like, it just encapsulated to me here why, you know, you talk about the Hogans and the Austins and the Rocks, and even if you wanted to, you know, and the Randy Savages, let's even throw in there, but and these top level guys, the San Martinos and such, and why Cena is that notch below, and I see fear, John.
Uh-huh.
And John Cena's just got this look on the
he's
face,
grinning.
Like, yeah, he's grinning, he's not paying, like, when...
He's not focused on what's happening. He didn't feel like...
When John Cena punked out The Rock, okay, when he come out for that thing, The Rock got right in his face and sold it.
Yep.
And played it.
Yep, like, we're going to have a match, I'm going to kick you, I'm going to kill you.
What the fuck? And sold it and played it.
Yep.
You see fear. John Cena didn't, like, he was in a totally different story.
Yeah.
You know, like, it was just, it had nothing to do with it.
Yeah.
And it just, it was like, what are you doing?
It was a reaction of a guy who knows that he's going to win the match and isn't selling what the other guy's doing because he's trying to act cool. Instead of selling the match. He's not selling the program.
Yeah. It's Kevin Nash was in there. Or Scott Hall, right?
Yeah, Scott Hall. Yeah, Scott Hall might even be the best example.
That's
really what it is. It's a guy who's not selling the match. It's a guy who's like, oh, I'm going to get one up on this guy. So he can say whatever he wants. He's doing whatever. I don't care.
Yeah.
I'm actually winning the match. It's cool.
Yeah.
Ha-ha. Whatever. We're just waiting for it. And he's not focused on the moment and selling it like it's a shoot, which is what you're supposed to do.
Which, as I said, that reaction alone,
and then
50,000 buys off my prediction.
Yeah, and then people come out and say, oh, he's getting one up on The Rock. It's like, yeah, he's getting one up on The Rock because The Rock is trying to sell a match, and the other guy's not playing with him.
Yeah.
The other guy's not playing his part.
Well, that's just it.
Of course he looks better because he doesn't look like he's trying too hard, whereas The Rock looks like he's trying too hard because the other guy isn't trying with him.
Yeah, exactly. It takes two to tango, as they say, right?
Yeah.
And he's trying to do this. It seemed to me...
His reaction was really, really odd. I was watching it. I was like, why is he acting like this? He should be right now when The Rock gets in his face. He should step right up, go forehead to forehead, put up the mic and go, you're going to rip my arm off? I ain't afraid of you. I ain't afraid of a damn thing.
Yeah.
That should be the reaction. And it should be oh, my God, this is tense. What's going to happen when these guys actually fight?
Yeah.
I can't wait. Instead, it's,
Well, but then
whatever.
Well,
I'm not afraid of a 265-pound guy because I'm going to kick your ass.
Well, it wasn't even that.
I'm all happy.
He strip it all away, and he's interrupting them then.
Yeah.
And he's doing that when Flair and Foley had that promo in TNA. And we're looking forward to remembering the Flair Foley promos from the ECW, WWE.
Yeah, the one in TNA where Flair or Foley was trying to build something. He had a point and he had his promo worked out.
Yeah.
And Flair kept interrupting him to the point where Foley actually yelled to the people in production, cut his mic so he could get his point and make the sale of the match.
Yeah. And that's what Cena was doing.
Yeah.
Cutting him off in midpoint. And it was like, this is stupid. Like, this isn't... I'm out of it now. It took me right out of it doing that.
And it's The Rock's doing his part.
Yeah.
And Cena, like I say, Cena's not coming across poorly as far as being on The Rock's level, but he's coming across poorly as far as his part selling the match.
Yeah, and...
Because The Rock was like, I'm going to entertain, but when I get in the ring with you, we sell the match.
Yeah,
and Cena was like, whatever, I'm winning.
Yeah, and well, and I just like to look at... we talk about that, and talk about that interaction, and that's what I... And the Tooth Fairy chance, right? And, but, I mean...
Seriously, he never should have made that.
What?
Tooth Fairy.
Oh, yeah. Wow. He was on that Disney kick. I mean,
he's got a huge movie coming out. He just got cast, I think it was this week or just the week before. Hercules. He's going to star in Hercules. That is a movie where he is going to be the star, not part of a franchise
or I'm not part of an ensemble cast, or not part of a something special effect. It's going to be a big budget movie that he is starring in,
yeah.
Not like G.I. Joe or
well,
Get Smart or something, that I think could put him. I say, oh, he isn't quite, he's just a level below the Ben Stillers and the Seth Rogans and stuff, but I think
yeah.
that movie actually could put him at the level of the Morton De- or, not Morton Downey.
Robert Downey.
Robert Downey. Like that next
Iron
level,
Man,
I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I think this is the huge move.
No more smoke in my face. Is that it's not a WWE film?
No.
Okay, the only reason I say that because Zack Ryder cast in the role of Daedalus.
What?
Daedalus.
What are you talking
about? Daedalus, Herc. It's Daedalus.
Oh.
Is that not the movie? It's the cartoon, right?
Yeah, of course it is.
Yeah, with Toot.
Toot, I hope so.
Oh, God.
Who's the guy with the iron helmet? He was my favorite.
Have,
the one who was invulnerable.
A friend. Like Hercules.
Anyway.
That's great. With Amina and such, yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
Olympia! Classic shit.
He had to put on a fucking ring to get his powers.
Yeah, bing!
So why, he didn't wear that all the time, though?
No.
Like, you wouldn't want to have your powers all the time?
No.
Yeah, you would.
Yeah,
that would be stupid to walk around with the ring
retarded.
All the time.
I know.
Have your powers constantly. That'd be gay.
Now, does he use the full Nelson in this movie? Or the backbreaker?
The half Nelson, I believe.
Okay. No, just Hercules.
Hercules?
Hernandez? Is that who he's playing in the movie, Hercules?
He's dead now.
He is. Same birthday as me.
I think he's playing, not Hercules Hernandez, Hercules Aiea? What is it? Aiea?
Oh, Hercules Aiea, yeah.
Here in Calgary? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, he sucked.
He totally did.
Anyways.
But yeah, it's,
let's talk about the Rock concert versus the Rock thing tomorrow.
The only thing I wanted to touch base before we hit tomorrow, because there was another part of this, is Rock was doing his tour and his history lesson of Boston.
Yeah.
There was the empty arena interview.
Oh, fuck, was that awful.
With John Cena.
I forgot about that.
Yes.
Put that out of my mind.
I wouldn't
Terrible.
Blame you. That was just, here is me reading my lines.
You know what he came across to me like? Like in drama class in high school when you have to perform a monologue for for your end of term mark.
Yeah.
That's what that felt like to me.
It did.
You know, he had his lines memorized and then the cameras cutting from all this stuff and the production and it was not even so much his performance because what could he do with those lines?
No, but
his lines were awful.
His performance was awful.
It was hammy.
Yeah.
A little hammy, a little cheesy.
Yeah.
But really, I mean, the lines were so bad, and then just the way they cut the camera and all these different things, it didn't make it feel like it was organic and real. It made it feel like part of a television series instead of an interview that you would see with one camera capturing guys telling you the truth and what's really in him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The psychology of what he was trying to say wasn't bad, and even the psychology of what Cena said in the one line against The Rock that I thought was good. The one line, have to win because I don't have any other options.
Yes, I was just about to say that.
That's
actually,
the one good thing he said that sold the match to me.
Yeah, if you're going to go back and you're going to make your movies, you'll just be fine.
I'm not.
I'm here.
I have to win.
I have to win. And that's what he, but
they need to sell that more, and they can't do it with these cheesy promos like that.
Well, you know what they need to do? They need to come back.
So fake and phony and forced.
The Rock.
And everything I hate about Cena.
The Rock needs to, you know what they really need to do at this point is that for The Rock, The Rock needs to cut that. The Rock needs to do a sit-down interview with JR. And The Rock just needs to really, in a couple-minute capsulation, talk about how important this is for him to win in front of his hometown, in front of his family, for his family, for his mother, for his father, for his
grandfather. But that should be it. Now, all the bullshit, it should be, here's the psychology of Cena stuff. Here's the psychology of Rock stuff, and you can have the entertainment in between, but it can't strip down this stuff.
I did enjoy.
I like the idea of the Rock concert, because I think that'll be good, but I don't like the idea of the rap battle.
Well, we're
getting
ahead of
ourselves
here. I'll leave one line of the monologue. I enjoyed John Cena saying that he can't lose because nobody remembers number two. Like, when the New England Patriots were number two losing to the New York Giants, and nobody remembers them, even though I just brought them up, and clearly I remember them.
Yeah, so does everybody else.
Yeah,
stupid.
It was just, I was like, as soon as he said that, nobody remembers them, I'm like, well, you did. You just said it. I'm like, what the?
You know what, if you say to people who watched it, the 1986 World Series, and people would go, oh, you mean the Boston Red Sox? Yeah, and who won again? Oh, I think the Mets? but they'll remember the Boston Red Sox loss.
Doesn't matter, Bill Buckner.
Because of Bill Buckner.
How about it?
Yeah, exactly.
How about it?
Yeah, Pete Rose. Awesome. I left Bill Buckner some tickets in the back, but he couldn't bend over to pick them up.
How about it? The city of losers.
Awesome.
Oh, it's great. But, yes, yeah, so let's go to the rock concert and the rap. Where, it's in Cleveland.
Is it Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
That's what they said, yes. In the shadows of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is the rock concert rap battle. I cringed when I saw this. I saw...
It seems to me this needs a serious build. It can have entertainment like the history lessons, but this is not...
This to me...
This is too...
I will come... If this comes off great, I'll come on this show next week and be the first person to say it. That'll be the first thing that I say after I say, hey, yo. But this is Bret Hart getting hit by a car to me. This is what
I see
happening.
Doing too much. Yeah.
This is, you don't need
well, but
to do
the thing
this.
Was, I was split. Because I went, this is terrible for Vive, but this will be entertaining as hell. So part of me is going, I can't wait to watch The Rock and these Rock concerts. He's done them a couple times before, and they're fucking awesome. And I think he might even have done one in Cleveland.
Possibly. He did, what, three or four?
Yeah.
I remember he did the one
I'm
in Sacramento.
Sure he did Sacramento, he did Toronto.
Sacramento.
I think he did Toronto, and I think he did Cleveland. And they were awesome. So I'm looking forward to seeing it from just a pure entertainment angle.
Lakers
I can't wait.
Beat the
but
Kings
from,
in May.
But when you're talking about an actual selling of a WrestleMania main event.
Well, that's it.
A rap battle versus a rock concert is not the way to do
and
it.
And I'm not quite sure. Like,
and not just a main event. This isn't, you know what, a rap battle versus a rock concert versus a Miz versus Cena, I could have lived with. This is supposedly the biggest main event in history. It really doesn't need it.
Well, this would be like Hogan and Andre, you know, doing something like that.
Yeah,
you know, or,
you just don't.
Or, you know, the thing with what I look at with
show
this,
them training, just show them training.
Yeah, well, that's it. Is I mean, Cena, like to me, it's
and it's because they have so many appearances and they have so much time. We talked about them peaking
yeah.
too early,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
And we talk about them. It's like now we have to fill all this. Oh, what are we going to do? How
well,
do we fill these next 3 weeks?
I mean, but the thing is.
Yeah, you're right. They don't.
So
they don't get that.
I don't have a no, but they do have to fill this time. But I mean, I could fill it without this.
Yeah.
I mean, very easily. It's
exactly.
not like it's not like well, you know, I can't think of doing anything that it just wouldn't be redundant anyway. So I guess you try this. To me, there's a million other ways to go. And as you said, to me, the rock concert, okay, is. A lot going to be like Yankee Doodle Dandy and throwing the merchandise in the thing, okay?
Yeah.
Rock can make that work.
Yeah.
And that's the Rock.
Yeah.
This rap battle.
Yeah.
Is the part that I cringe on because what's... He's not
well,
gonna
remember
be,
the knockout punch 1 year ago?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that was like a one line or a one, you know, a couple minute promo deal where he
and
had
even
the,
that sucked
he had the
except
pin
for
wheel,
one
right?
Line.
And yeah, but... And this is going to be a big production.
In fact, your quote last year in the show after that review it was, the knockout fucking punch, fuck me.
Yeah. Well, that's, I mean, the what is he going to have?
The knockout blow or whatever.
Trademark with them and they're going
yeah.
to have mute, like a whole production
know.
Or what? Because to me, A.
Trademarks with our Kurt Angle and not DNA.
Well, no, but what you're going to do is you're going to, A, what's his, it's Cena's cousin or something. But
yeah, whatever.
You're gonna
his angle's friend.
You're gonna have the whole production for Cena doing this. Like he's not doing his concert. He's not singing his rap CD.
No, because nobody wants that.
He's doing well. They did in Portugal for a while, but he
won't buy anything.
But yeah, apparently. But if he's a battle rap, if this is Eighth Mile, okay. Like the 8 Mile, the Eminem movie,
yeah.
where he did the battle rap.
Yeah.
In
remember the 8 Mile street fight between Christian and Rhino at
well,
Africa
the 8 Mile was in a that was in Detroit. The only 8 Mile was in Detroit, but it's just the name of the movie. It didn't have anything to do with rapping. But rap battles,
yeah,
were done like what 7 years ago.
Well, this is part of how when Cena got over originally was doing that type of gimmick, right?
Yeah, but
that
then he had to
fast.
Evolve it because
yeah.
that.
But
that
involved
fad,
it.
That fad was over.
Yeah, they involved it into a shitty place, but they did have to involve it.
Because that fad was over.
Yeah.
And it hasn't come back, So, he's, why are you doing, like, you know what I mean? Like,
it's
awful. Because they
don't know what else
they
to
don't
do
understand.
With the character, and they don't know what else to do to build this. It is a bad idea.
But
like you said, I know The Rock will entertain the shit out of me.
Well, it will, but, and he will. But I just, you know.
But it is the wrong move.
To me, it's the wrong move, and as I said, to me, that was the first thing I thought of was Bret Hart getting hit by the car.
Yeah. And, more than you need to do, not how you build it.
And when I say that Cena no-sold, dropped me $50,000, like, this has the thing, like, to come back.
This is the one that I think could really hurt.
This seems like your make or break now.
Yeah.
Because this, yeah.
It's not, though, because it's two shows after this. That's the thing. That's the weird thing. I want to get into this because we're talking about this subject of Rock and Cena, and I got a question on Twitter from our good pal Jason McDowell over at PW Journal, which is a fine website, lots of great content for wrestling fans, a lot of free stuff, a great way to keep up on
stuff.
A lot of great stuff, a great way to keep up on your wrestling news and industry and commentary and stuff like that. So he asked me,
today,
yeah, I'm trying to remember because I didn't write it down, to shut the fuck up. He asked us, do we think that Cena will turn heel at Mania? And he wants to know what we think of the pros and cons of a Cena heel turn. So go ahead on that.
I don't think so. I don't see it happening. They say, will he? I don't see it. I can't see it.
Mm-hmm.
Just the way that it's been going. The build from week to week. I can't see it happening.
No, I can't see it happening either. I think it should have before this is the thing, but we'll get into that a little bit more in a second. He has been acting a little bit more heelish in his personality, but somehow because he's not pandering to the crowd, a lot of the crowd seems to be liking him more because he's not. Even though he's acting a little more heelish, he's not. Because he was not trying so bad to get them to cheer him.
Well, he's not being that
pandering,
phony.
Yeah.
You know, when he's reading his fucking lines in the empty arena, yeah, that's phony. But when he was out in front of the crowd,
yeah,
ever since people remember
the last image, not the
But ever since he come in, when he's in the ring with The Rock, the last whatever it is, the three times he's been in the ring with The Rock, he comes off as more genuine.
Yeah,
and not as phony, and that to me was where people were turning on him, where they were turning on this corporate stuff, you know, stuff down our throats person.
Yeah,
and it's been a change from that, and I think that's where people are starting to get with him a little more.
Yeah.
So like I said, I don't see. I think they should turn him at Mania. I think that could very well be if you want to have an image, a moment, then that's the moment. That is that moment.
Well, I'll give you this. I think people would take to his turn in Miami against The Rock, unlike Austin's turn
in Texas,
I'll give you that. But what do you think are the pros and cons of it? What are the pros of turning heel or Cena heel?
I think it immediately freshens up your show.
Okay.
Because you can't compare them, but it's a lot like Hogan, right?
Yeah.
So just in terms of you have your number one good guy become your number one bad guy.
Yeah.
And again, that just brought a freshness to the show. And it didn't even with Hogan, like, it didn't create any fresh matchups. He fought Flair. He fought the Giant.
Yeah.
He fought Luger. Well, he was doing all that anyway.
I think it would create more fresh matchups for Cena, potentially.
Well, I don't... Like, maybe, but I mean...
Not a lot more, but a few.
Not a lot. I mean, fight Punk, fight... it's going to be Punk, it's going to be Orton, it's going to be Sheamus, Like, But it's a different, it's a different dynamic.
Yeah.
For a fight, Rey Mysterio.
I think that's the one that's
right?
most fresh. Yeah.
Big Show, whatever, right? I mean, it just, those sorts of matches would be there. And I like that. I like that idea of it. And so to me, that's the main pro.
Okay, and what's the cons?
Well, I mean, the con is you got to replace that money, right? That's a con. Another con, again, I mean...
The great unknown is a big con.
Well, it is, right?
Yeah.
I mean, just like Austin.
Yeah.
You know, it sounded good at the time.
To Austin.
Yeah. But, you know, it wasn't time.
No.
You know, and I understood Austin's, I think, was, you know, let's not ride this out so I get stale.
Yeah.
Let's switch this up while I
can. And he was thinking, hey, you guys have somebody in The Rock that, you know, pinned into one face, so, yeah. Yeah.
But, yeah.
But it wasn't the right time.
No, it wasn't, and then he became, I mean, that's the whole other... story, but I mean, he became funny. But the thing was, is that with Cena going, yeah, merchandise sales are one, right?
Uh-huh.
So you got. I mean, Punk is you know replacing those somewhat, but
yep.
You know certainly not to the degree that he has. And again, it's you know what you're getting out of Cena right now. Like you said, you don't know what you're going to get turning him. So it is. It's that X factor.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's right. I think you nailed it pretty good. Now, talking about this, I mean, one of the things that is a positive pro is that we do know that Cena is going to be at next year's Mania. And that would give you a...
Cena or Rock?
Cena and... Well, both. Sorry.
Rock, yeah.
Yeah, Rock is going to be at next year's Mania. And if Cena was to turn, that would give you a year of the actual heel versus The Rock,
right.
Which is what the crowd wants anyways. And perhaps, especially if Cena won, which it seems to be the plan... It would give you that that rematch, you know, and people might be into buying it because the second time is never as fresh. But if there's a dynamic of the actual heel now,
that's right.
It might keep it fresher. So that's another one. But I want to talk a little bit about kind of segueing off this. And do you have any other major topics? I just want to ask you this now because
you're gonna
really,
ask me this.
I'm gonna ask you this, just like Booker T. But because I really do need to get running pretty soon. It's very late here.
Well, and by that you mean driving, because you don't run.
No.
No.
I'm very good at the 100-meter dash at sitting. The 100-meter sit?
The 100-meter
gold medalist.
Sit. Yes.
On my couch.
Yep. All 100 meters. There was a rating.
Yes, this is the last big thing I want.
This is what I talk about as well. That's the last thing on my list. And
I have a bunch of other things, but we just don't have enough time to.
No, no. And there's, I think we hit both of the questions that we had on the site as well. So that's good.
We hit both the questions also. You mean in the comment section of?
Yeah.
So that's another great way to. That might be. The best way for you to actually, easiest way for people who are downloading this, go on to WeTalk, or what is it, WeTalkWrestling.podomatic.com?
WeTalkWrestling.podomatic.com. We'll do this really quickly.
Yeah.
I just stumbled upon a way for you don't have to be a member. You used to have to be a member of Podomatic to leave us a comment, which is kind of annoying, but I figured out on the settings on how to sort of take that off. So you don't have to be a member of Podomatic now to leave us a comment. So wetalkwrestling.podomatic.com, that's where all the shows are. But if you want to leave us a comment on our last show or a question, do that on our last show, and then we'll go through and we'll
read. Yeah, weigh in on what we thought. Tell Eddie he was stupid and how I was right.
We've got one from the Bannable that we'll hit another.
Oh, that's an old friend, the Bannable.
We'll hit another time. I'd already let him know that we would do
but
that.
Yeah, no, so that's an excellent way for you to interact with us. Get us to comment on what we have or ask us a question for the next show. So
that's Twitter. But anyway, let's talk about the rating then. You had some things you wanted
to say
on this.
The Rock has not moved ratings this run like he did a year ago. And I think a lot of people, there's obviously a lot of internal disappointment within the WWE, the fact that the rating hasn't gone up. So really what I wanted to ask you is kind of what your theory is on why The Rock hasn't moved ratings this year as opposed to a year ago. And did you see it coming or, you know, kind of just weigh in a little bit on that?
I have no comment. No, you know, I didn't. You're talking about it was 3.2 was the rating. You know, they had a little bit of bad luck with that Daytona 500.
Yeah, they didn't face that last week.
No, I know. I'm just saying the previous week was 3.1.
Yeah.
you know, coming out of Mania season, or going into Mania season, coming out of, you know, the competition with the Monday Night Football, generally they get a rise anyway.
Yeah.
And they've got The Rock on. I mean, I don't know anybody that saw this coming, the fact that, you know, it was going to be this way. I wasn't expecting fours or 3.8s. I was thinking either 3.5, 3.6s maybe.
So not as big, you were expecting a rating increase, but not as big as a year ago.
Not as big as a year ago because...
So the first time The Rock came back a year ago, it was like a 3.8, and then it settled into a 3.5, 3.6.
Yeah, but I mean, it's second go around, right?
Yeah.
Not all, it's not going to be, you know, as much as the first time. Right?
Yeah.
The law of diminishing returns. Every time you come back, it's going to be a little less and a little less.
Yeah.
But no difference.
Yeah.
The surprise, right?
No difference week to week, and yeah, I mean, down this far from a year ago, you know, I mean, the ratings are down still like 10% from a year ago.
I mean, you know, I don't even look at that because,
yeah.
I mean, the last year you got the Rock bump, this year you're not getting a Rock bump.
Yeah. So what's the reason for that? Why do you think, what's your theory on why the Rock isn't causing a bump this year?
I think part of it is part of it's the way that they're handling it with, you know, the way they have handled it. But the thing is that The Rock never got a bump. You know what I mean? Like, it's not like his first one, like his first appearance was 3.5, and then subsequent, like this year,
mm-hmm.
and then subsequent. It's been, like, how many appearances has The Rock made now? Three?
Yeah.
Three. And the first... rating was what, a 3.2, and then a 3.1, and then a 3.2? Is that where
something
we've
like
been?
That, yeah, I think
is
so, yeah.
Maybe a 3.3, 3.1, 3.2,
yeah.
But nothing significant, and certainly nothing that...
And a couple of times, yeah, they went against some stiff competition, but not this time.
Well, but the other thing is I don't know what his segments have done, either. You know, like if the overrun, you know, drew a lot, but I do remember that I think in a way added... Last time he come back, when he come in
it's
back...
Still adding, it's still good for the show, but it's not adding to the point of what it was a year ago.
No, but I think part of it is maybe they are getting a Rock. Like I'm trying to think of where would they be without him?
2.9?
Well, that's what I'm wondering, right? Where are they going to be in April?
Yeah.
You know? And that to me is the sad part, is that The Rock may be propping this up.
He may be, but I think my theory on what it is obviously a year ago people came back to The Rock, and what they gave them turned them off, and they don't trust them enough to come back a second time. And that's really what it is. The fact that he came out and shook John Cena's hand, the fact that he and Cena never actually had a physical confrontation to any degree, the fact that they didn't turn Cena at the time when the people who came back really wanted that, and wanted to get behind The Rock, the fact that he's gone again for so long, all these things, it's just, I think to me it's all a factor in what I was talking a year ago, and this isn't the best of, I was talking about how it was time to turn Cena, because the people left right away, and you're like, yes, but they're going to come back when The Rock comes back. Well, they haven't. That was your argument a year ago, when I said the people came back, they didn't turn Cena, and they left, right after Mania.
Well, see, I don't know that they haven't come back, though.
They haven't.
How do you know?
Because they're the exact same as what they were 3 months ago without The Rock.
No, but they've been on a steady decline, right? The ratings have been on a very steady decline.
Well, they've been kind of at the 3.1, 3.2 level here for quite a while now. They're not on quite the steady decline, you know. And this time of year, there's always an increase, regardless of whether or not The Rock's there, because it's Mania season. So my point is, you were saying, I said a year ago it's time to change. And I really do believe there's people who came back, sampled the product, and came away displeased of what they did and how they handled things with a lot of these factors, like I said, with the shaking of the hand, with the product in general, with how The Rock's character was presented, with how Cena's character was presented. And this year, when The Rock's come back, it's a fool me once, shame on you, fool me twice, shame on me idea. I'm not coming back again. I don't trust you. I don't trust you to give me what I thought you were going to promise me a year ago.
What's your point?
That's my theory on why the ratings haven't gone back up, is that the people who sampled it a year ago don't have any trust that the WWE is going to give them the product they want, or that Rock is going to win the match. And I think that's why they're not buying into it this time. That's why I don't think there's as much interest. I think a lot of those people came back for The Rock, went, oh, fuck, this isn't what I wanted, and they're not coming back again.
Well, see, and I don't know that that's so much.
That's my theory, like I said. There's a lot of different theories. Some people...
You know, but what my... I wouldn't even place it around The Rock, although I'd frame it in the same vein, is that I think the people...
I don't lay it on his performance. I lay it on what they've done.
No, but when you're saying, you know, they got a Rock, I don't think that it had that really anything to do with The Rock, because I just think the same people that would come back for The Rock, they're the people that, when they fucked up Punk, left and ain't coming back.
There's some degree of that, though that never really
I think that's a large degree.
Is some degree of that. I think that's a good point. Though the ratings never really went up, I do think that they pissed off a lot of the real hardcore.
But the ratings come back down, and then Punk generated
Punk
the interest in
He generated interest in the fan base, but he didn't generate
the
ratings.
No, I'm not talking about the ratings, though. I'm talking about those people, though, that were interested in what Punk was doing, and they, when they fucked it up, and they said, "Oh, fuck you," then those are the people that were listening and were had the buzz on there and weren't trying it because they didn't trust him, and they were proven correct, and they finally have cut the ties. And those people, because I mean, when you look at, I mean, you tie this the ratings in with the Punk fuck up, and then let's look at Survivor Series. You know, Rock didn't bump, you know, hardly at all that Survivor Series number either.
Nope.
So when we're talking like to like, he's not bumping that, he's not bumping this. Like, so
well, say it's shaking Cena's hand, and
I don't think it has anything to do with shaking Cena's hand.
Oh, it does.
I don't even remember him shaking Cena's hand.
I think,
that was a year ago.
See, that's the thing, though. You may not remember that, but I think that is significant to a lot of people. I think a lot of people were pissed by that.
I think
a lot of people were pissed by him coming out. I think a lot of people were pissed by him. Let me finish, please.
Not enough.
I think a lot of people were pissed.
But not enough.
That he came out there, said, "I respect you, John," and I shook his hand, and the crowd booed like crazy.
Did he call him Booker Man?
No.
Oh.
But he shook his hand, and the crowd booed like crazy. I think that pissed a lot of people that come back off. And I think you're right. Those are the same people that got pissed off of that were also pissed off the Punk. And it's a cumulative effect. I think one and the other help add into this.
Oh, there's not just one thing.
Yeah,
obviously.
Not just one thing.
But
I do think that they're tied in together, and that was the same people in both cases. And, yeah, I mean, that's it. I mean, they're just – it's the same thing. Like, Punk, it's the same idea. Hey, fool me once. I thought you were changing something. I thought you were doing something different, and you didn't. You know, Punk was back and lied to us essentially a couple weeks later.
But
it is all just this – I think there's a lack of trust with the hardcore audience and a lot of people that have left the product in the trusting them. They want to trust them. They want to come back. They want to be excited. They don't trust
them. They don't. I think that's where you're wrong now, is that those are the people last year that wanted to come back and wanted to be excited, and now they don't.
You cheated on me one too many times, and now I don't love you anymore. Yeah,
you cheated on me one too many times, and now I don't love you anymore.
Yeah. And that's possible.
They don't give a fuck anymore, and that's
so really is about, it really is about taking this 3.2 rating, whatever that turns out to be, 4.5, 5 million, whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever that turns out to be. It's about how many of those fans can they convert into buying. It's not about trying to grow the fans from here.
That's right.
Is the big thing.
Yeah.
And that's where I thought the very first confrontation, they had a lot.
Because,
like you say, now they're going down a little bit every time, and that's where I'm worried for them.
And that's what I was saying even in – I mean, I was looking at – we were talking in December, and I was talking about, you know –
Not on the show we weren't.
No, but just we were talking, and I was saying – I think it was maybe even New Year's. I was looking at which WrestleMania
is this?
I was saying probably 700,000, 650,000, 700,000 buys. For Mania was what I felt, you know, at that time.
Yeah.
And
worldwide.
Worldwide.
Yeah.
And we're getting.
And I disagreed at that point.
Yeah. But I'm getting closer to that number than I'm getting to the 1.3 number.
Yeah.
You know, like if this battle rap comes out, I could.
But let's. There are people though who don't watch all year. Who, when the weekend comes, where they go, "Oh, The Rock is wrestling this weekend," people like your sister would go, "Oh, I want to watch that." Now, the question is whether or not they go and find somebody they already know who's ordering it, or do they purchase it themselves? That's where a big part of the buys will come in and where it's difficult to judge.
Well, yeah, a big part, sure. But, like, what...
There are those people who are like, "Oh, shit, The Rock is The Rock."
Yeah, but worldwide, Survivor Series did what?
Yeah, but they didn't know.
No,
a lot
no,
of people
no,
didn't
no,
know.
No,
but
no,
they'll
no,
know
I
on
know,
Mania.
I know, but what did Worldwide Survivor Series do? 280?
No, no, more than that.
What did
it's like 260 domestic.
Okay, okay. So then what did it so
it's like
did
225
three...
domestic last year. So it's like 420 or something like that.
Okay, let's say 420. Let's just
yeah.
say that. But and you're right, and that's the same point that I'm making is people didn't know, right?
Yeah.
And 420. So that's a base of a big show with people that are in the know buying and not necessarily people not in the know, then that's your base. So what you've got to then get is another 600,000 buys.
And the Mania name probably adds 300 by itself.
Okay, right? Yeah,
okay.
So there you go.
So now you've got to come up with 300,000
you know what I mean? So
additional
it,
buys.
It's
not impossible, but you're
it's
right.
It's not, but it's not a sure thing anymore.
No, but
you know
and like I said, I think there's a good 50,000, maybe 100,000 buys from people who haven't bought a show in 5 years, 10 years, who might buy this Mania because The Rock's on it. I do think so, more so than Survivor Series, where they didn't know, and people will be, you know, there'll just be more buzz about this. So.
Well, there will, because, again, of the Mania...
And it's CNN, it's a one-on-one, and it has a better build, regardless. You can say what you will about the build. I don't care how shitty it gets, it's going to be better than the Survivor Series was.
Well, that's true.
Fucking Twitter friend told me to team with them.
To team, yeah. Just,
fuck
but,
you.
No, I... The thing is... To me, at this point now, Cena is costing the company money. Every week that goes by.
Yeah.
Cena...
It's funny, because he's supposed to be the guy who can stand up to The Rock and represent his era and make a big payday, and he's the one who's...
He's the one that's fucking it all up. He's
yeah.
the,
but I wonder if it's him or the what they're telling him to do. Because he's a yes man and does what they tell him to. So,
yeah, but I don't...
A little bit of both, I think.
Well, it's but I mean, yeah, just don't, you know, don't sell it. And it's like, well, yeah, and it very well could be.
Yeah.
I mean, but on in terms of the performance, I guess, it's Cena right now that's costing the match. It said there isn't two people tangoing here, and that's what's
kind of what I'm watching. And I was disturbed watching it from that perspective. Yeah.
Yeah. I think, like, what are they doing? Like, this isn't gelling, is what it is,
yeah,
right?
Exactly. So anyways, I like I say, it's 12:23. It's 12:23 a.m. It's late. I'm tired because of the day. Well, I'm tired because of the hour change. I still have something work-related I have to do before the night's over.
Yeah.
And you have horrible gas, so I really want to get OUT.
What? Horrible gas?
All fucking show long.
Where is Natty?
Apparently.
Addy.
Yeah.
Not Natty.
Yeah.
All right. Well, as I said, I told the Bannable we probably would have the next show.
I took his gas for you guys. I hope you appreciate this.
What?
I put up with...
Oh.
Nobody understands how bad this is in here.
Nah, it's beautiful.
It's a tiny little room.
Tiny bubble. Anyway. All right. Well, we talked about it's Mo at WeTalkPodcast.com for Mo Zena.
Yeah, WeTalkPodcast.com. WeTalkPodcast.com.
Well, no, we don't even update that, so I don't give a fuck about
well,
it.
Well, you don't, but you were on our last show on the comic show.
Yeah, whatever.
It's fucking hilarious.
WeTalkWrestling.Podomatic.com is, as I said, now you can leave us questions right on our, it's almost like a wall, and you don't have to be a Podomatic member to sign up. Or, for free, you can sign up for Podomatic, and you can like our podcasts and add them to... you know, be our Podomatic friend as well, if you want. But Addy at WeTalkWrestling.com is my email. It's at WeTalkWrestling on Twitter. So you can, you know, ask us any questions on there, and we keep them all written down. So I think that's going to wrap us up. We're going to go and...
We never did
and,
have fucking... We were going to have Hulk Hogan on talking about his sex tape, so he'll be on next week.
Oh, shit, yeah, we'll talk about his
just,
sex tape.
It's too late, and I don't have the I don't have it in me, but... next week.
She did.
Next week, Hulk Hogan will be an exclusive interview, plus some actual dialogue that we've got in the audio feed from the Hulk Hogan sex tape.
Yes,
we'll play you both.
We did. We actually have to
talk about this.
We have the video. We have to prop it up to audio to let you listen. But
yeah.
That is going to do it then for this week. We look forward to the rap battle rock concert tomorrow in HBK and the Undertaker confrontation.
Next week we won't be doing
it
so late, so we'll have time. We'll be doing it right after we watch a hockey game. So
well, that's right.
With Jens Lindemann.
Will Jens be there? He wasn't at the last game. Anyway.
No, he will be.
Oh, yes. He has to be. Anyway, so, in the meantime, and in between time, That's it. Another edition of We Talk Wrestling. Good night, folks.